you are. I wanna be where you are.
Feel it in your presence.
Feel it in your presence.
Be set at your table.
Be sitting at your table.
Surrounded by your glory.
Surrounded by your glory.
Thank you. I everything I need. Presence, O Lord.
So I run to your presence, O Lord.
Where I want to be is with you.
Where I want to be is with you.
All I want to do is praise your name.
All I want to do.
Thank you. say there be in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gathering today. Oh, Lord, the start of these special meetings. Pray that you will bless the coming meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday. Let it be a blessing unto your people. Bless, Lord, those that are gathered here today and those that could not be here. Look down upon your people. Bless these words wherever it may go. Let it bring forth fruits, let it bring forth deliverance to your people. Oh, we commit the word into your hands tonight and your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And I read, I will take Malachi for the start with, if we all stand. Malachi 4, 5, and 6. Malachi, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Sixth verse is, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And then, if we would read over in Matthew 17 and 11, and Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall, future tense, first come and restore all things. And then Joel, we are going to read that from the 23rd verse, 2nd chapter. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. Listen to this 25th verse. And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Those worms actually represents the organizations that eat down and take away the word of God from the Christian church. The Lord said that he will restore. And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. Now, my subject tonight is the final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapture power. The final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for rapture power. The scriptures declare that there is a final outpouring of the Holy Ghost to come upon the Gentile bride for her quickening unto the rapture. This is an irrefutable doctrinal fact established by the prophet William Branham, Malachi 4, 5 and 6, Revelation 10, 7, in his message to the Christian church. The prophet was confident about his God-given mission to the church and knew that he was sent with a message of truth that will restore all things. Now bear in mind that when we talk about restoring all things, We are talking about the message that he brought unto us, restoring all things. Elijah shall truly first come and restore all things. Not the man, but the ministry of Elijah the prophet. Not William Branham, but the ministry of Elijah the prophet. Yes, William Branham was anointed by the spirit of Elijah. Yes. So, he based his teachings upon three major prophecies of the Bible. Malachi 4, 5, and 6, Joel 2, 23 to 25, Matthew 17, 11 and 12. Now, that is speaking of three major prophecies of the Bible concerning restoration. The word restoration means to buy back to its original condition or estate. Now, in this age that we are living in, we are promised restoration back to Pentecost. And that is very little. But then, we are also promised restoration back to Eden. Way back before the fall. So now this restoration is absolutely necessary. Not only back to Pentecost, but back to Eden. So, the word was restored, but the fullness of Pentecost was not restored. The foundation was laid by the revealed word of God, and the elect of God are being made ready for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The prophet was fully conscious of his mission and expressed it on many of his sermons. He taught that the 1906 Azusa Street Pentecostal outpouring was not the real outpouring and fullness of Pentecost. He emphasized the necessity of another outpouring for translation power, for the end-time bride, for the first resurrection of the sleeping saints, for the bride's revival, supernatural manifestations of the third pool, and speak the word power by the manifested sons of God. Romans 8, 19 to 23. So, brethren, we need this outpouring of the Holy Spirit more than ever. Without this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, nobody goes in the rapture. All the promises that was made in the Bible cannot come to pass. All the promises that was given to the prophet Brother Branham cannot come to pass. The bride's revival cannot come to pass. The dead will sleep right in the grave. The rapture cannot go. And those are not my words now. I want to prove to you tonight, yes, sir, by the words of the very prophet, that he is the one that preached an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He is the one that emphasized this. And he crowned off the necessity of another outpouring of the Holy Spirit in one of the greatest messages that he ever preached, and that is called the token. And he used those words and he said, you will receive the token or you will perish. He called upon his own church and the deacon board and the pastors at the Branham Tabernacle and told them that they will receive the token or perish. So now this article is most important. Now that is why we lay emphasis upon the fact of being prepared to receive this outpouring.
That is why we plead
with people,
plead with the church,
plead with brethren. Spend hours upon hours trying to sort out their problems, that their lives would be ready to receive this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now to come, it will come, because God promised it. But friends, we got to be ready for that. Now, a very important thing that I have never given out, but it is now going out. And this is why I want to share this to a great extent with you. And that is, Brother Branham preached an outpouring of the Holy Spirit as no man ever preached it. He believed it and contended for that all his life. All right. Now, but he preached this outpouring of the Holy Spirit under different terminologies, using different terminologies to say and preach the same promise. And I have never grouped that together to show, you know, the brethren on the outside. I have done that now in this opening chapter of Book 14. So I quote here, he declared the promised outpouring of the Holy Spirit by several terminologies, and earnestly, desperately, and anxiously looked for its fulfillment. However, like Moses, he was not privileged to see it. It is evident from the teachings of the prophet, which follows, that the church must of necessity have a final outpouring of the Holy Ghost for her final quickening unto the rapture. Without this work of grace, the bride would remain earthbound. It can be readily observed that the prophet in his teachings also termed the promised outpouring of the Spirit as follows. Restoration. Latter rain. Harvest rain. Final quickening, fullness of Pentecost, and rapturing faith. The same terminologies were used on other sermons of the prophet. This has caused a great deal of confusion, and several heresies were born. As intellectual men separated such terminologies to represent other ideas and not the latter-day outpouring of the Spirit and fullness of Pentecost. To prove this fact, quotations are employed from earlier and later tapes after the seals. All right, unquote. Now, what I am saying, brethren, is that Brother Branham preached this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, calling it by different names. And the quotations that you are going to hear now, you will be able to justify that statement for yourself. That when Brother Branham preached the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, right in those pages, he called it restoration. And then he called it even quickening. Yes, sir. And he called it latter rain. He called it harvest rain. He called it final quickening. He called it the fullness of Pentecost. He even called it rapturing faith. And later, I am going to explain to you how he termed that same outpouring under different names. And what I am saying is that because Brother Branham preached that same promise under different terminologies, people, intellectual men, don't understand that it relates to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All relates to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So they have separated it. And they say that the latter rain is something else. And they say adoption is something else. And they say the anointing is something else. Restoration is something else. So now this chapter is written here to show them that it is one and the selfsame article. It must tie the knot so tight that a heretic cannot move. So now this is going to cause some disturbance. Because this is so simple now that it is going to expose a lot of intellectual men. Because they separated the latter rain to mean the word. Yes. And they separated the Godhead to mean something else. So now I am just using the quotation that Brother Branham without injecting my word in it now. So now the approach of this book 14 is very simple. I am first projecting the teachings of Brother Branham concerning the outpouring of the Holy Ghost without injecting my ideas. Let them fight with him. Let them battle with him. So, I have here teachings of the prophet upon the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is what I am projecting here in this first chapter to lay a solid foundation before any of those messages that we preach is hooked up here. I am projecting the teachings of Brother Branham on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I challenge the world to believe it. I challenge all present here to believe it. I challenge the whole world to refute it. And they are not able to refute that. Because you have to deny the message to refute what I am saying. So now I don't have time to stop and explain. Some of these quotations you are familiar with, and some of them you never heard them. All right, so now these quotations that I am going to make, brethren, you will have to listen carefully, say amen if you believe them, right? Let your voice go on the tape. Let the Africans, let the Indians, let the Filipinos, let them know that it was a people that believed these things. All right. I am establishing here, first of all, that Brother Branham preached that there must of necessity be a return of dynamic power for the rapture. And this age started just after the turn of the 20th century, as it was to be the age in which the true church would return to being the bride she was at Pentecost. We know that there must of necessity be a return of dynamic power. The believers sensed this in their spirits and began crying to God for a new outpouring such as was in the first century. What seemed to be the answer came as many began to speak with tongues and manifest gifts of the Spirit. It was then believed that this was indeed the long-awaited restoration. It was not. For the latter rain can come only after the former rain, which is the spring or teaching rain. The latter rain then is the harvest rain. How could this be the real thing when the teaching rain had not come? The prophet messenger who was to be sent to teach the people and turn the hearts of the children back to the Pentecostal fathers had not yet come. I have established 2 points here, brethren, that there must of necessity be a return of dynamic power. Secondly, what came in 1906 was not that outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The proof of that is that they got the outpouring before the messenger came. And it could not be right. Yes. Thus, what was taught to be the restoration and the final quickening under the rapture had not come. In it was a mixture of the unrighteous partaking of spiritual blessings and manifesting the Holy Ghost, as we have kept pointing out to you. In it also was devil power, as men were under the control of devils. Yet no one seemed to realize it.
Then to prove that it was not the real, these people, even before a second generation had appeared, organized and wrote the unscriptural doctrine and built their own fences as every other group ahead of them. All right. What about the true seed? It will happen just as we have said. The people of God are being made ready by the word of truth from the messenger to this age. In her will be the fullness of Pentecost. For the Spirit will bring the people right back to where they were at the beginning. That is, thus saith the Lord. It is thus saith the Lord, for that is what Joel 2:23 to 26 says. He will cause to come down for you the rains, the former rain and the latter rain. And he said, I will restore unto you all that the locust and the cankerworm and the caterpillar eat throughout the ages. All right. Now it says God is going to restore. The Lutheran age did not restore the church. It started a reformation. The Wesleyan age did not restore. The Pentecostal age did not restore. But God has to restore, for he cannot deny his word. This is not the resurrection of the church. It is the restoration. God will take the church right back to Pentecost of the beginning. All right, now, all the quotations that I just read was taken from the Church Age book, page 377 to 380. That is only one little portion. Now, I will speak to you, brethren, unquote. How many knows and are convinced that those are the prophet's words? How many believes that he preached an outpouring of the Holy Ghost? Yes. And he says that we must go back to Pentecost. Yes. That 1906 was not Pentecost. It was not the fullness. And he showed you reason why we must go back to Pentecost, because we need that power for the rapture. Yes. That is why I entitled this message, brothers and sisters, Final Outpouring of the Holy Ghost for Rapture Power. Because the prophet preached that. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit that is coming is the final quickening to the Gentile church. Yes, for the power to transform your bodies in order to go in the rapture. Without that power coming to you in the end time, you have no power to go in the rapture. What I am saying, children, prepare your hearts to receive it. Whatever is there, beg the Lord to remove it, that he give you his grace to take out those things from your heart, remove the hypocrisy, remove all those things that is down in there, and beg him to prepare your hearts to receive that outpouring, that you don't end up like that fellow, the sorcerer. You don't end up like Judas. Now, you see what I mean? And you don't end up like the thousands that actually, you know, would miss the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, those are the prophet's words, not mine. This is him teaching about an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I am just saying what he said. That is what we had been preaching for the decades. My emphasis is to be ready, brethren. Clean your hearts. Clean your slate. Seek the kingdom first. You must seek the kingdom first. And then you are going to get this outpouring. All right, now, I continue to quote from other tapes. All right. When he is coming in the last days, in the latter rains of God,
when both former and latter rain will be poured out. He is coming just exactly the way it was prophesied of him. It shall be light in the evening time. What was to happen? Emmanuel, the same sun, the same light, the same God that come to dwell in flesh with his people, at the day of Pentecost will come in like manner. In the last days, for it shall be evening light. What is it? There shall be a sign, an everlasting sign, God with us, God in us, God through us, man and God becomes one. That is taken from the Super Sign, 1959. God isn't going to plant a new church, but is going to bring his original planting back to original seed. He is doing it as stated in verse 23 by the teaching of former rain. Next will come the harvest rain or rapturing faith. Next will come harvest rain or rapturing faith. All right. Okay. Now, before we close, I want to bring this thought. All along, we have been talking about the seed, wheat being buried, then sending us two shoots, then the tassel, then the true air. This might make some wonder if we said that the Lutherans didn't have the Holy Spirit, just because they taught basically justification. It might make some wonder about the Methodists, etc. No, sir, we are not saying that we are not talking about the individuals or the people, but the age. Luther had the Spirit of God, but his age was not the age of full restoration by another outpouring like in the beginning. It was the same with Wesley. Unquote. I don't think you want any explanation on that. Brother Branham said, he said, when I talk about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, some might be getting the idea that I am saying that if people don't have the Holy Ghost. He said, I am not saying that. He said, they do have the Holy Ghost. He said, but that was not the fullness of Pentecost. That was not the fullness of Pentecost. He said, I am talking about the fullness of Pentecost. So those who are listening to me out there, when I preach a return of Pentecost and I talk about the fullness of Pentecost, I am not saying that nobody have the Holy Ghost. No. That is what the Brahmin asked for. Because we preach the same thing Brother Branham preached. All right. Here we go. That's the reason I do believe that when that bride is called out and elected and set in the book of life, there will come a sound from heaven that will take such a baptism of the Holy Spirit into the bride that it will take her from the earth in a rapturing grace. God promised it. Three kinds of believers. 1963. He will pour out that golden oil of the Holy Ghost upon that church, brother. Fire will fall from heaven with signs and wonders will take place like you have never seen before. Yes, sir. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's goodwill to give you the kingdom. Why we are not a denomination, 1958. All right, you've got to listen to this one carefully and hear something. The same God that was with the covenant people in Egypt is surely under all the strain and the indifference that the church is in tonight. He will, by the grace of his own being, send a deliverer. We are just as certain to get a outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these last days, as we are sitting in this church tonight.
Oh, brethren, let me say this for all that hear the word of God that we preach. We are just certain to get an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these last days as we are sitting in this church tonight. How many sure that they are sitting here? You sure you are sitting here? Well then, that is how sure that my brother, this outpouring is to come to you and I. Prophet of God said this outpouring is sure to come. Every, my brother, critic ought to shut up. Every unbeliever need to shut up. Every heretic ought to shut up. All that preach all is over need to shut up. Yes, sir. Well, if I go like that, I ain't going to reach too far. We are just as certain to get an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in these last days as we are sitting in this church tonight. God has acted to the covenant people without any effort of theirs. But he sent freely from heaven his covenant people an act of grace upon the sovereignty of his promise. He sent Moses, and in the same crisis when the people is in bondage, under everything, the yoke of sin and sickness and trouble today, he is just as certain to send Jesus Christ a second time as he sent Moses in the first time. When the crisis arose, God acted in sovereign grace. He's got to do the same thing under the same act, or he did wrong when he acted back there. You see it? Kadesh Barnea, 1956. Brethren, to receive this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you must be a covenant people. Did you catch that? You must be a covenant people. The only one that holds the covenant is Revelation 10 and 1. Are you identified with him? And, brethren, another thing that I want to put in your mind here, the prophet is laying emphasis that this outpouring is coming to you by grace. Zerubbabel have laid the foundation, and Zerubbabel shall bring again the headstone with shouting of crying, grace, grace unto him. That don't mean to say to go and wallow in sin. Yes, and say if I'm predestined, I'm going to get it. God is looking at your attitude and the desire of how much you're seeking the kingdom. And because of your love for life and your seeking of the kingdom, my brother, he will give you grace to overcome and prepare you in order to get that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And even if you come up to that outpouring and the headstone and all these things are still hanging on upon you that you hate, he's going to burn it out with the Holy Ghost fire. I'm saying he's going to burn it out with the Holy Ghost fire. Yeah. Listen, as hard as you try, that old evil nature, there are certain things in it that will be hanging on, that nothing could remove it but Holy Ghost fire. Oh, my Lord. Yes, sir. Oh, great. This is wonderful. I'm telling you, we are a covenant people. All right. We are nearing something. You will hear a sound of abundance of rain. For one of these days, the curtains will be drawn back from heaven, and God will pour the Spirit without measure
upon that group of people that fought to win the prize and sailed through bloody seas. And what a meeting we will have. Yes, sir. Oh, my Lord. Do you believe he thought about an outpouring? He said he's going to send that outpouring without measure. Yes, sir. Because he promised it. That was taken, my brother, from Maniac of Gadara. That's the legion you're talking about. Maniac of Gadara, 1954. I pray that you will save everyone, Lord. May there come forth a revival of the just and a great power come among the church just before it's going. It's not hard to pray that because you promise it. And we are looking, Lord, for that third pull that we know that will do great things for us in our midst. Indictment 1963. All right. What is the Holy Ghost? God in you. What is it for? To continue his work among his people. To bring his church together. To bring a church to a place in this day far beyond the Lutherans, Methodists, and Pentecostal, into a place to an adoption and a rapturing grace. That when this part of the church, when the Spirit moves into the church here, it will just raise and it will bring forth all of the redeemed that touch that Spirit. Yes, what is the Holy Ghost given for 1959? When God sent forth the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, it is for the rapture. And when it touched the dead in the grave, is going to bring them forth. Now, you see, if you read your Bible, you'll be able to reflect what is going on in the prophet's mind. They was going to bury a dead man one time in Israel. And an army, brothers and sisters, was approaching. And they got so scared, yes, that they threw the dead man where Elijah bones was. And from the time that dead man touched Elijah bones, the man lived back. There was so much quickening power in Elijah bones until they see the dead man start running them. So they're running from the army and the dead man start running behind them. He said, wait there. Because it touched the bones of Elijah. After that man had been dead and thrown in his sepulcher for so many years, so much quickening power was in that bone that it raised the dead. If that could happen in the Old Testament, what will the outpouring do when it comes today? It is going to suck the dead from the grave. It is going to change our mortal bodies and take us away in a rapture. I believe it. Oh, yes, sir. That is the message called oneness, sir. 1962. And when that time comes, there will be a persecution rise then, and the Holy Ghost will fall. And Methodists and Baptists and all will speak with tongues, praise God, and heal the sick and prophesy. And all the signs, wonders will be coming. The elect will go up. And the remnant will be left here to go through the tribulation period. See, brethren, that is question on Genesis, 1953. All right, here it is. What is it? You have got to get with the word. Get yourself killed out. I am persuaded that many of us friends have received the Holy Ghost. But just
receive enough Holy Ghost in us to make us to a place where we don't want to lie, we don't want to steal, we don't want to do anything, but God wants to fill every fiber of His church. That is a tape called Oneness. God wants to fill every fiber of our being. And that is what I'm preaching. I'm not preaching that nobody have the Holy Ghost. I am preaching that you have the Holy Ghost. Yes. But God wants to fill every fiber of our being. All right. My, it will get sweeter and sweeter as we go. Now the world and nature is groaning, crying. Everything is a moving. What? For the manifestations of the sons of God. When true sons, born sons, filled sons speak and their word is backed, God wanting to place His church. God, let me live to see it, is my prayer. That's what I long to see, waiting for the time when you can walk down the street. There lays a cripple laying there from his mother's womb. Silver and gold have I none. Oh, waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. When God will make himself known. When they will stop sickness. They will stop cancer. They will stop diseases. Cancer is a toothache to what is coming. But remember, the horrible thing was forbidden in that day to touch those who had the seal of God. That's what we are striving for now. To get in and be positionally placed into the kingdom of God before these horrible plagues strike. That is taken from adoption. 1960. Brethren, so much was said there. That if we are to preach on that, I will have to preach manifested sons. And I will have to preach the third pull ministry. Friends, I will have to preach adoption, which I have purposely left out from this listening. Yes. I have left out adoption because it is a wide and a big subject and there is a lot of corners to turn. I'm trying to keep this simple here on the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes, but for your information, brethren, on the tape, the adoption is the same outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But I don't have the time here to prove it until later probably I hook it on there. But that is what Brother Branham is saying here. In so many words, the adoption is that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. All right. We had to go a little faster. All right. The Holy Ghost, the true witness of God, what is it? Deity tabernacled in man. The Holy Ghost is deity, God tabernacled in man. It's God living in man. Deity, God himself tabernacled into that person. When he can speak and is just the same as God speaking, that's the church of Jesus Christ. My God. Testimony of a True Witness, 1961. He said, that's the church of Jesus Christ. When you could get God coming down on you and tabernacling on you, and when man speaks, it's good like God speak. He said, that is the church of Jesus Christ. That is what you call the church of Jesus Christ. That is what you call the bride. That is what you call, my brother, the Pentecostal power. My God, how a man could settle for something dead, I don't know. Oh, yeah. You want to tell me God coming to take them in a rapture like this, my brother? Well, like one man said that if this is the bride, they will have to cover her face in a sack and take her out by night. Yes, sir, and that is true. All right, the Holy Ghost can do that. But the Holy Ghost is tabernacling deity. I believe a great bunch of people that claim to have the Holy Ghost don't know one thing about it. The true sign that's overlooked. Let me give you that one again. The Holy Ghost that can do it. But the Holy Ghost is tabernacling deity. I believe a great bunch of people that claim to have the Holy Ghost don't know one thing about it. How many could say amen? Yeah. They don't know one thing about it. And that is why I am bringing out these quotations of Brother Branham to let them know, my brother, what he said about the Holy Ghost and what is the Holy Ghost.
All right. That's what the matter with the people today. They can't wait for the real Holy Spirit to take the church in position. They have got to manufacture something, work up something, instead of waiting upon the Lord for the real manifestation of the resurrection of Christ, making himself known among the people. She can't wait. Spoken word is the original seed. All right. They have to manufacture something. They can't wait for the Holy Spirit to come and get into the church. They had the power of God in them, the world would be shaken under a tremendous impact of the word. Yes. Flesh being spoke word by word. Spoken word is the original seed. Prophet of God said, if they had that article, the world would be shaken under the impact of the Holy Ghost in the church. And don't doubt that. Didn't it shake the church in the early days? They changed the course of history, my brothers. Called on plagues on cities and everything. That is because they had their genuine article. All right. Spoken word. But in obedience, this little faith woman that lives by faith, the bride, believes the word of God, obedient, waiting in love for the promise of the age to be confirmed. Promise of the age to be confirmed. She is watching for it. She is part of that word. And she is watching for her life to manifest that word. Brethren, can't you see that? I hope that didn't go over you. Yes, the body is waiting, which is the word, waiting for the life, which is the spirit, to confirm or make it alive. That's what she's waiting for. No other life will work in her. She can't come to life any other way. Yet she feels it out there, and she knows it's going to happen. Then here it happens. Then she wakes up. God said, let there be. And she came forth like the first one come forth. Yes. Unquote. God of this evil age, 1965. Up to the time that the prophet is going home now, he said, you know what the bride is waiting for? He's waiting for her life. She's waiting for her spirit. He said, that's her life. She says, she don't move without that. She got to have thus said the Lord, or she keeps still. He's waiting for that. Yes, he said, when she come forth, she will come forth like the first church, the early church. All right. Now, brethren, over here, I read those quotations to you only on the word outpouring for the rapture and resurrection. Now, there are other terminologies that Brother Branham used to preach the same outpouring, and this is what confused the people. I'm going to unquote here. The Lord Jesus, before the day of Pentecost, used various terminologies to preach the oncoming outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Example, the promise of the Father, the kingdom of God, the comforter, the spirit of truth, I,
and my Father. Rivers of living waters. The gift of God. The rest. Is that right? Spiritual circumcision. Yes. Gift of God. The rest. Holy Ghost. Anointed. Head of the corner. Or cornerstone. The early church, after the Pentecostal outpouring, used various terminologies to describe the Pentecostal blessing. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Seed of God. The promise. The rest. Spiritual circumcision. And anointing. All right. In like manner, the prophet used several terminologies on his sermons to highlight the promised outpouring of the Spirit. By casual examination of such terminologies, it can be readily seen that each major terminology refers to the fullness of Pentecost. This does not include other terminologies which describes the anointing of the Spirit upon the flesh and spirit of men. The main focus is upon the fullness of Pentecost. The main focus is upon the fullness of Pentecost. Terminologies which will be examined are as follows: anointing of the Spirit, or surge of the Spirit, fullness of the Godhead, the capstone, headstone, perfect love, or refilling of the Spirit, latter rain, the token outpouring, and the kingdom of God. Now, just for your understanding, when Jesus preached the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he called it by different titles. Comforter, Spirit of Truth, but all was pertaining to the day of Pentecost. Everybody agree with that? All kinds of names he called it. All right. When it fell on the day of Pentecost, the apostles called it by different terminologies. All right. What I am saying is that when Brother Branham preached the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, he also called it by different names. Yes, and he had different terminologies. Many of these terminologies are scriptural. Right. Some of these terminologies are bright language that is suitable for the age in which we are living. For instance, like token. You cannot find token in the Bible. Yes, but it's a sort of a bright language. All right. So now, what I am doing here is to prove that what the people done was wrong. All these terminologies are speaking of one outpouring of the Holy Spirit, while the people separated these terminologies and make them something different. I am taking these terminologies and showing by the Word of God and the quotation of Brother Branham, it all pertains to the outpouring of the Spirit. I hope you understand that there are three major prophecies, three basic scriptures concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and we just read them. I did not get time to explain that. But Brother Branham's entire subject on restoration was resting upon Malachi 4. He shall turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Restoration. Elijah shall truly come and restore all things. Joel 2:23-25, I will restore. Those three scriptures in the Bible, my brother, speaks of restoration. And you cannot have restoration until you have another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So it is speaking of an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Those are the three scriptures. Now, Brother Branham did not major very much upon 2 Thessalonians 7-10, chapter 1. But, brethren, that is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. When he shall come to be glorified,
in his sin.
Now, Brother Branham knew that that entered into a deeper doctrine of the seals and even the coming of the Lord. So he never majored in that very much, though he knew that. Yes, he knew that. But Brother Branham never majored upon that because the Bible said, when he shall come, yes, to be glorified in his Son. Now, I am not majoring upon that here. I'm talking about an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yes. But read that scripture and you will see that that's a judgment ministry. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit is going to bring a judgment ministry. Will the church go through the tribulation? Brother Branham said, the Son of Man that was revealed in mercy will one day be revealed in judgment to take vengeance upon all those that reject the message. Will the church go through the tribulation? There are two revelations of the Son of Man. One was in mercy, and the next one, brothers and sisters, is in judgment. That happens at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is going to be a judgment ministry. Ananias and Sapphira showed up. All right. Here we are. I read. The prophet used a scriptural terminology, anointing, to describe the fullness of Pentecost, of Pentecostal power. He also referred to it as the latter rain, and ties into it speak the word power and the bright revival. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel. Unquote. Now, when Jesus said the Lord anointed him, he had now come from Jordan, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So the terminology anointed is actually the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the fullness of the Godhead that Jesus received. The Lord God had anointed me. Now, there was another kind of anointing, friends, which is on the outside of the body. That is not under discussion here now at all. That's false anointed one. We are talking about true anointed one. True anointed one, my brother, has the fullness of the Godhead bodily inside of him. His name was Jesus. All right. To describe the fullness of, let me read that over. The prophet used a scriptural terminology, anointing, to describe the fullness of Pentecostal power. He also referred to it as the latter rain and ties into it, speak the word power and the bright revival. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel. Luke 4 and 18. But there was another scripture now in the 1 John. But the anointing which ye have received of him abided in you. Abided in you. Not on the outside flesh, you know. But abided in you. And it need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John 2:27. Unquote. What I am saying is that anointing that is spoken of in 1 John 2:27 is the article of Pentecost. And when you get the article of Pentecost, you don't need to come to church again. I'm telling you the truth. You need that no man teach you. You have come to perfection. What you come into church for? Yes, sir. You have come to perfection. You no need that no man teach you again. But that anointing now, that my brother, great God that come down in you, teaches you all things. And it's no lie. He ain't going to speak lies at all to you. But it's up the truth. Yes, sir. So that's the time you don't come to church. Oh, glory to God. Unquote. Now, people apply that today and sit in home. And say, I have the anointing. I don't need a preacher to teach me. Dumb.
Yeah, my brother, that is perfect love. When perfect love comes down in you, you don't need a t-shirt on. All right. No more pastoring. All right. So now, what I'm going to do, brethren, I'm going to prove to you that when Brother Branham spoke of an anointing coming to the church, he was actually speaking of the same outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And see if you can pick it up here. I'm running out of time. All right. I believe that the Church of the Living God is moving into a sphere now that's going to shake the whole world. Ask anything that you will, and it shall be given unto you. Anything you desire. That anointing will strike the whole Church of the Living God, and she will rise to her feet like a mighty marching army. The sick will be healed by a word. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will be raised up, and the power of God will shake the world with the Church of the Living God. We are in the process of it now. I believe it's coming to pass. I believe it will be just exactly that way. I believe it's going to strike the Church of God soon. And it's going to start a revival that will shake the world. How that latter rain, former rain, and latter rain will be together as we had yesterday. That's exactly. Speak to this mountain, 1959. So many things tie up in there. Brethren, you know what that anointing is? Pick out and see. That anointing is the same outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And when that anointing comes, it will bring into manifestation the third full ministry. People think that the third full ministry was only for Brother Branham. That's a lie. He said it will strike the whole Church of the Living God. So now what this third pole is waiting for is the anointing. I call it anointing. The Lord God had anointed me. Don't you see the terminology? The Lord God had anointed me. Yes. All right. I believe there is another worldwide shaking coming. It's a coming of a greater, deeper anointing of the Holy Spirit. New Ministry, 1959. All speaking of the outpouring of the Spirit. There will be a power put into the church. And now it's coming in that the Holy Spirit will so anoint the people till they will speak the word and it will create itself right there. We haven't seen powers like what is coming into the church now. I know it for a fact. Say until this mountain be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said shall come to pass. You can have what you said, the placing of the church in position. Where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into the church, then critics' mouth will be shut. It will be for a short time. Notice, it won't last too long, but it will be here. Hear ye him, 1960. We have not followed cunningly devised people when we made known unto you the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How many believe this thing, brethren? How many positive that this is the proposition? I am positive that this is the proposition. This ain't Bruce's idea. This ain't Sukdev idea. This ain't Watson idea. This ain't Dighton idea. My brother, this is my brother, the revelation of the message of the hour. Yes, sir. My God. All right. That is, hear ye him. And I am looking for a time to break forth of the Spirit of God in these last days that we are now living in, for another surge of the Holy Spirit into the church for a rapturing faith just before it comes. Yes, this is from the token.
Yes, the token Frisian, Shreveport, Louisiana, 1963.
Up to 1963, the 11-month Brother Branham is still looking there. He said, I'm looking for a surge of the Spirit
to come into the church.
He said, when that come into the church, it will bring a rapture in faith. Are we looking for that?
Yes.
Are we looking for an outpouring?
Yes.
Are we looking for a greater anointing?
Yes.
Are we looking to go back to Pentecost?
Yes.
Are we looking for the fullness of the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Are we looking for a revival?
Yes.
Are we looking for signs?
Yes.
Are we looking for wonders?
Yes.
Are we looking for the third pole?
Yes.
Are we looking for speak the word power?
Yes.
Are we looking for manifested sons of God?
Yes.
Then we are right and the whole world is wrong.
Yes.
That will deny that. Anybody that deny that is wrong. And we are right. We have followed the truth. Don't guess around here. You either believe this or don't believe it. And I believe, my brother, that very soon, if the prophet of God could say that in 1963 is going to come pretty soon, I am going and say it's come pretty soon, my brother. I'm saying it's coming very soon, my brother. You could plan for another 5 and 10 years. Here, I am planning for tomorrow. Yes, sir. It's going to come. The foundation is being laid around the world tonight. And all eyes, my brother, are looking forward for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Looking for another surge of the Spirit. Yes, sir. This is a message called Word Made Flesh, 1954. I believe it's on its road. And when the church will be so wrapped up in the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, mankind so away from themselves, yes, that they don't see themselves. They just move in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, move in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, so fulfill the law of Christ. Then the love of Christ in the human heart moving in the Holy Ghost, that great, wonderful church will go forth with power and deity, because deity will be revealed in human beings by the Holy Spirit, bringing to pass the thoughts of their mind. Yes, so unquote, that church is coming. It's on its way. Right tonight. Yes, sir. Okay. This grand old Holy Ghost church is going to come out one of these days and shine like you have never seen. Yes, Revelation, Book of Symbols, 1956. This grand old Holy Ghost church is going to come out one of these days and shine like you have never seen it. Isn't that what we're preaching? People think we are fanatics, my brother. They are going to, my brother, see, my brother, a church that they have never seen before, that they have never read about. Everywhere, my brother, is prophesied in Brother Branham's message. It is in your Bible. Behave yourself, you unbeliever. Yes, sir. Oh, my. All right, I changed the terminology here now. Let me change the terminology. The next terminology that the prophet of God used to preach the outpouring of the Holy Ghost is the fullness of the Godhead coming into the bride. People think that is something else. And hear the words of the prophet. That's the thing that God will do to his sons here on earth. Someday, he will call you aside, church, if you will only obey him and stay on the word and believe it. And he will place into the church before the coming of Jesus Christ, he will place into the church all the powers that Christ had in him will be in the church.
Hear Ye Him, 1960. All that God was, He poured into Jesus. All that Jesus was, He poured into the church. God, wanting His work done, He sent it into His Son. The Son, wanting the work done, sent it into the church. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. At that day, because the same power of God was in Jehovah God, rested in Jesus Christ. The same power that rested in Jesus Christ rests in the place, sons, in the body of Christ. Hear ye Him. Placing your Son. Take Him out in a certain place. Have a ceremony before the angels. Before the angels. And place Him positionally. What He is in the body of Christ, then that person has the authority. Let me say this. Let me say this. Listen, church. The prophet speaking. Let me say this. If you count me a fanatic from this night on, that very same thing that I am speaking of will be done. There will be a power put into the church, and now it's coming in, that the Holy Spirit will so anoint the people that they will speak the word, and it will create itself right there. Hear ye Him. If, uncle, if they want to count us as fanatics from tonight on, let them count us as fanatics. We believe that that same power is coming to the church, and men will speak the word, and it will create itself right there. Oh, yes. Hear ye Him, 1960. We haven't seen power like what is coming into the church now. I know it for a fact. Say unto this mountain, be moved. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said shall come to pass. You can have what you said, the placing of the church in position, where the fullness of the power of the Holy Ghost comes into the church. Then critics' mouth will be shut. It will be a short time. Jesus comes right off the mountain. Mountain went straight to Calvary. Notice it won't last long, but it will be here. Hear ye Him. All right. How many believe? All right. Hear this one. It will be so powerful. That body will come into this group of church that will draw the rest of them from the grave. There will be a resurrection. That's what the Holy Ghost is for. When God can pour into us His fullness, His power, His resurrection. And when the church and Christ become so close together, till Christ becomes visible among us and raises the dead, and we go in the rapture. Unquote. This great power that is coming upon us is the fullness of the Godhead. My brother and Christ will become visible. Yes, among us in signs and wonders and miracles, in so much that He will raise the dead, bring forth the post-resurrection. Don't sleep away in this rain, you know. All right. Listen to the words of the Lord. Oh, my. All right. And that church will have to have the same spirit that was in that body, or it won't dovetail with it in the resurrection. Those two pieces must come perfectly together. And if this church isn't perfectly just exactly the same spirit that was in Christ, you will never go in the rapture. Unquote. Unless you get the same spirit that dwelt in Jesus Christ, the fullness of the Godhead, you will never go in the rapture. All right. When I think of it, that is Hebrews. Hebrews, church order. Okay, when I think of it, I just see denominations pass off the scene. Everything else just going. And when I see God's great purpose revealing Himself
And having first revealed himself in Christ, the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and then to bring that fullness of Godhead bodily into a people, that he could have the preeminence, the oversight, the leading. Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Unquote. He said that the fullness of the Godhead that was in Jesus Christ must now come into the church, the body of Christ. The exact thing must come into the bride of Christ. Fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, don't get the idea that any one person will have the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He's talking about the entire church. But all of us will share a measure of that Spirit according to the measure of the gift of grace and faith that the Lord gives to us. So the fullness of the Godhead bodily comes down into the end time bride. But then I will have a portion of it, and Brother Neves might have a greater portion, and Brother John might have a greater portion because of their calling and their ministry. Yeah. And then the next person might have a smaller portion, but then the whole body working together as one unit. All right. It was God in Christ, God in a man, the fullness of the Godhead bodily in a man, God in a man. Now is God in man, the fullness of God in the Godhead bodily, in his entire church, manifesting himself, fulfilling his word. Unquote. That proves what I just said. The fullness of the Godhead bodily comes into his entire church, not in an individual. So now all these false prophets that arose and say that they are Jesus Christ manifested in flesh, and they are Christ, they are all liars. The fullness of the Godhead rested only in one man called Jesus Christ. And that was God in man. And then on the day of Pentecost, it was God in man. And today, coming again, it will be God in man. In the entire church. Oh, my, my, my. Okay, so now that is the mighty God unveiled. Mighty God unveiled is what I just quote. The fullness of God in church. Now, I have got a quote here. God in his fullness to die for the sins of the people, that he might bring to his church a sanctified life, that he might have the preeminence in fullness in his church to manifest every promise in these last days that he promised for the last days. Now, just pinch yourself a little now. Watch. What was Jesus manifested for? To show God. He was God. He had to be. No man could die. No prophet could die. He was manifested for that purpose. And through that purpose, he achieved a church that he, the fullness of God, might bring to pass every promised word of God in these last days. Unquote. You are wondering about all the promise in the Bible? All the promises that Brother Branham spoke about, the prophet of God says that it will happen in the church today. It will bring every promise of God to pass in the last days. All right. Now, I won't be able to finish. But how many enjoying that? See, I don't want to run it down. So we may as well close on this point here and pick up back sometime. All right. He promised to manifest himself in fullness again in his church. Now in this last days, he has promised to manifest himself in the fullness again of his flesh in spirit. Jesus Christ being manifested in bodily form of his church today. See, doing the same things, same work, same things that he did all the time. Never changes,
the Eternal One, Christ revealed in His own word. Now, let the musicians come. I just dealt, my brothers and sisters, tonight with just one, two, three terminologies of the prophet that he used to preach the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How many can say that it all speaks of the same article? It speaks, my brother, of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. God coming down into His church in the full measure. That is where it is. Now, I don't want to run it down, but I have here the headstone, perfect love. I have to follow here the latter rain, all speaking of the same thing. I have here the token, and I have the kingdom of God, all speaking of the very same article. And I will prove it by Brother Branham's own words, that the latter rain is not something else, and the headstone something else. Now they say that the headstone was the word, and the headstone already came when Brother Branham brought the message. Lie of the devil. And now this is going to expose a lot of heresies around the world. All that I am teaching up to now is Brother Branham's message and quoting what Brother Branham said concerning these subjects. But to think of it, brothers and sisters, that we believe those things just like Brother Branham believed it. I am saying that we are not falsely led, but we believe just like Brother Branham believed. We teach it just the way Brother Branham taught it. We lay the emphasis in the very same way that Brother Branham emphasized. We have the same expectations, and our expectations would not fail. He said, it's sure to come as you are seated on your seat there today. And we are sure about this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I have no doubt about another outpouring of the Holy Spirit, my brethren. No, because the prophet of God said that, and I am familiar with these teachings, these quotations, and not only quotations, but a divine revelation of the promise of God that is about to come upon us. Our problem is not whether it's going to come or not. Our problem is to get ready. Yes, let us put aside all the nonsense, all the foolishness, all the offenses, all the disunity. Yes, some of us in love with ourselves. Yeah, and we are offended too quickly. And when we get offended, beloved, we bear, we bear grievances. And when we bear grievances, we cannot fellowship with one another. And then the Holy Spirit is grieved away from us. We cannot find the presence of the Lord in our prayer closet, but we want to change that. We don't have to be that way. We have a greater promise to look to. Yes, every eye should be focused upon that promise of God. Brethren, I want to be in that church. And I'm sure that you want to be in that church. Yes, we want to be in that church at all costs. So give us a song there, Brother Peter. Let us stand.
In spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Dwell in you. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Dwell in you. Quicken your mortal body.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
If that spirit dwell in you.
If that spirit dwell in you.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
If that spirit dwell in you.
If that spirit.
that saved.
Sing it out, everybody, if you believe it.
Spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Dwelling you.
Dwelling you. Dwelling you.
That raised Christ from the dead.
That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead.
Dwelling you. Dwelling
you. Dwelling you.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
It shall quicken your mortal body.
Is that Spirit dwelling you?
Is that Spirit dwelling you?
Is that quicken your mortal body?
It shall quicken your mortal body.
Is that Spirit dwelling you?
If that Spirit. Christ from the dead, dwell in you,
dwell in you,
dwell in you,
in that same
Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwell in you,
dwell in you,
dwell in you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word tonight. Your word is true. Your prophet is right. We believe, Lord, there shall be a performance of those things. We are on the right track, Lord. We have no doubt. Bless your people tonight. And so convince them, Lord, by your word, that their faith will rise. Lord, that they will know that they have not followed in the wrong paths, but they have followed the word of truth, even from your messenger of the hour. Bless your children, Father, and bless the word in the name of Jesus Christ. Go with us, Lord, and be with us, and bring us back on tomorrow, for we pray and ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Try to come back tomorrow. Let's see what the Lord will bring for us. I trust you are enjoying this. Yeah, it brings confidence to know that a prophet said those things. Yeah, just like we preach it, brethren. We don't get time to stop and say, Brother Branham say this and Brother Branham say that. But we are taking these things out of the prophet's message. Yes, that is not our own ideas. That is Brother Branham's teaching. And we are not going wrong. We are going right. Give us another song for that, Brother Peter. Amen. Praise him.
I believe God. I believe God. It shall be done even as it said. Trust and obey. Look up and say.
Touch again.
How we need your touch again.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
rain down,
rain down,
rain down,
rain down.
Let your power fall.
Let your power fall.
Let your voice
let
be heard.
Let your voice be heard.
Come and change our
come
hearts.
And change
as we stand
as
on your
we
word,
stand on your word,
Holy Spirit, rain down.
Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Holy Spirit,
rain down.
Rain down.
Rain down.
Rain down.
Comforter and friend.
Oh, comforter and friend.
How we need your touch again.
How we need your touch again.
Holy Spirit, rain
Holy
down.
Spirit, rain down.
Rain down.
rain down.
Let your power fall.
Let your power fall.
Let your voice
let
be heard.
Let your voice be heard.
Come and change
come
our hearts.
Change our hearts.
As we stand
as
on your
we
word.
Stand on your word.
Holy Spirit.
What God has in store.
So open up heaven. Open it wide.
Open up wide.
Over your church.
Over your church.
And over our eyes.
And over our eyes.
Holy Spirit,
Holy
rain
Spirit,
down.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
Rain down.
Rain.
Again.
How we need your touch again.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
Holy Spirit, rain down.
Rain down.
Rain down.
Let your power fall.
Let your power fall.
Let your voice be heard.
Let your voice be heard.
Come and change our
come
hearts.
And change.
Stand on
as
your
we
word.
Stand on your word.
Holy Spirit,
Holy
rain,
Spirit down.
Rain down.
Rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down.
Rain
down, rain.